G'day, g'day. This is our podcast, Humor Today. I'm here with Luke, and we're going to do a podcast about humor.
We're basically just going to be asking people about what humor is to them, they get their perspectives on it, when is it too far, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's get into this.
All right, so today we are here with Jamie. Say hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Okay.
You're going to do that?
Yep. All right, so first question, what is humor to you?
Well, humor to me is something that's funny and makes you laugh.
All right, good enough answer. So are you pro-pun or anti-pun?
I'm pro-pun.
Good job.
All right, so what's one of your favorite puns?
No.
No. Okay, that was
good answer.
All right, I'll just take that as you are pro sarcasm.
I've got a joke too. If
you all right, go ahead, man.
Okay. Who was left when all of the women nuts had left? Almond.
Oh, God. Okay, that's pretty good. All right, so how'd you come up with that joke here?
It's all in the mind.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, now...
That's why it's so bad, but still.
Yeah, that's good. So if someone were to put an accent on that, like, say, imitating another language, would that be considered offensive?
Or not unless you're doing it for the reason of making someone feel inferior,
like,
or something.
Purposely.
Like, purposely trying to make them feel bad.
Yeah.
But, if you're just, doing it
as a
joke, no.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Alright, good. Alright, now when is a joke too far?
A joke is too far when someone tells you that it's not funny and they don't want to hear it and you just keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Or it blatantly is like a not good for, if anyone hears it, they don't think good things about it.
Alright, so do you have a funny story to share with us, or...
I doubt it.
All right. So, as another question, what's your favorite type of joke/humor? Are you into light and childish humor, or more slapstick humor?
Slapstick's pretty good,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Most people find that British humor is just too much.
All right.
It's too much, just not really actually funny, because it's just too slapstick. And honestly,
yeah.
I kind of like
so.
It. Like Monty Python and all that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right. So you just gave me an example of this British cooking show. The guy read the instructions and it said, chill for 30 minutes in the refrigerator. And then the guy said, I assume that means the food and not me. I don't know why it reminded me of that, but stuff happens. Anyway, thank you for doing the short little interview. Hope you enjoyed it.
All right, thanks.
Have a great day.
West Virginia, the Ridge Mountains, shining gold.
Sometimes the worst jokes are actually the best jokes, just because they're so unfunny. So here is the worst joke you will ever hear. All right, so these two guys walk up to a super deep hole out in the middle of nowhere, and they're like, man, that hole looks so deep. I wonder how deep it is. So they're looking for something to throw down there, and they find this random anvil. If you don't know what an anvil is, I can't really help you, but... So they find this anvil, really heavy. They lift it up and they throw it down the hole. It just never hits the bottom. They're like, wow, that hole is so deep. 1 minute later, they see this crazy goat fly out of nowhere and it just jumps right into the hole. They're like, wow, that was kind of weird. And then another minute later, they see a farmer walk by and they're like, hey, have you seen my goat? And they're like, yeah, he just ran in and jumped into that hole. And then the farmer's like, Wait, no way, that's impossible. He was tied to an anvil.
Life is older, older than the trees, younger than...
Alright, so this is a little offensive. So all of you who have really, really sensitive personalities, cover your ears or just get out of the room. Alright, so now that all the weaklings are gone, here's the joke. Dark humor is like clean water. Not everyone gets it. So today we are here with Ethan.
Say, hello.
All right. So first question right off the bat: what is humor to you?
Humor is just stuff that's funny. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So as part of your sense of humor, would you say you are pro pun or anti pun?
It depends on the pun and who is making the pun.
So say if someone like that one cringy kid at the party who tries to be cool makes pun, you're anti-pun, but say if the actual cool kid at the party makes pun, you're pro-pun.
Well, I wouldn't say it's like that. They have a reputation for making bad puns, and every pun is just really cringy, but if they just make a random pun out of nowhere, then it's funny.
Right. So, like, if they say a bunch of puns over and over, it's not funny.
During math class, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so pro-sarcasm or anti-sarcasm?
Pro-sarcasm, for sure.
Yeah. Are you being sarcastic?
I don't know, am I?
Oh, God. All right, so what kind of accents would be considered offensive? And
personally, I don't really find accents offensive.
Yeah.
I don't know why, I just don't.
Yeah, it's just like, So say you're mimicking something, like, and just putting on a random accent just to be funny. Like, would you consider that offensive? Like, not
to me, it's not offensive, but to other people it might be offensive, so I don't do that.
Alright.
So, like, if I was just talking like this all the time, would that be offensive?
No.
Alright. Now, to trail off that, when is a joke too far?
Well, when other people start getting negatively affected by it, or, like, you know, yeah.
So, like, say when I cross some unspoken lines that everyone knows about.
Right.
All right, yeah. All right, and what would you say is your favorite type of humor / joke?
I don't know. It changes quite a bit.
So, you're one of those people who's like, all right, so today I'm feeling this kind of humor, next day I'm going... You know, a different type?
Basically.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Almost all kinds of humor. Yeah.
All right. All right. All right, so do you have a funny story to share? Or is it too embarrassing?
Okay.
Nothing really ever funny really ever happens to me.
Really? You never see your dog just start eating a random file or
something? Actually, you know, one time my dog was like super tired. And so I had this mullet wig. And so then we grabbed it and we put it on top of my dog. And she stayed like that for a solid 20 minutes with the mullet on her.
All right, so what position was she sleeping in? Was it like a snowball curled up or like...
She was kind of, like, curled up, I guess. She was awake, though.
And for clarification, Ethan's dog is a fully grown German Shepherd.
All right.
So, yeah, just imagine a German Shepherd with a blonde or black mullet.
It was a black mullet.
Yeah, with a black mullet. And, yeah.
Yeah.
One time I threw a baby carrot at my dog. Not that hard. I didn't want to hurt her, okay?
So there's, like, a light...
Yeah, it was just like a light throw, and I recorded her in slow motion, so then she caught it in her mouth, she really likes carrots, I watched a slow-mo video, and her entire face was just shifted back to her mouth.
So this big, burly German Shepherd... Eyes are popping, and the face is going backwards.
Basically, I have a video on my phone. I can probably show it to you.
Yeah, although that would, this is an audio recording, not really a video.
Oh, yeah, that
yeah,
like
couldn't
that
see.
Oh, no, never mind. I'm gonna say that for afterwards.
All right. What do you think? Do you think that watching people, like, fall is funny?
Yeah.
Get hurt?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, my yearbook quote is literally, everything is funny as long as it's happening to someone
else.
That's
perfect.
I agree completely. I mean, wholeheartedly.
Well, almost everything, not everything.
Yeah, yeah.
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 All right.
Like someone getting a... God, that's a really disturbing image.
Okay, then
you
don't.
So, like, a guy getting his leg bitten off by a dog.
That's not funny.
That wasn't the original disturbing image. You don't want to end up the other one.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks for coming
right,
in, Ethan.
Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you.
We are interviewing Spencer Coble.
Say hi, Spencer.
Hi.
All right. First question off the bat. What is humor to you?
To me, humor is anything that is funny. And humor, it just calms everyone down and really gets everyone in mindset that they're comfortable with.
Oh, good. So, in terms of this humor, are you pro-pun or anti-pun?
Well, I like puns as long as they're in the right context and they're really funny.
So,
but puns that are out of context and just random.
Yeah.
So say if someone makes a pun about a cheeseburger while you're eating a cheeseburger, that's
yeah, that would be all right.
That'd be
yeah.
funnier than nothing's happening and someone just makes a pun about a cheeseburger.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Now go along with that. Are you pro-sarcasm or anti-sarcasm?
Well, I think that there are certain situations that people should be like, funny, and then there are certain situations where people need to be serious. And so I think sarcasm can be bad in case it's really important that you need to get something across. But I think it's okay if it's like you're with your friends and there's just nothing serious going on. You're just playing
yeah.
around.
So like say if someone asks a question about the homework, and it, like, so is it 1 through 20? You could say, no, it was 9,000 through 88.
I think that would be okay as long as the other person knows that it's sarcastic. Because
yeah.
if you said like 1
yeah.
through 40 and they believe
and
you,
like,
then
oh man,
oh,
I
God,
didn't
that'd be
do
terrible.
That would
yeah.
then no, that's not all right.
Yeah, and are accents offensive?
I think that I don't think they're offensive as long as they're not intended to be offensive.
Yeah.
Because if you're like just mocking someone, then that's wrong. But if you're just trying to be funny, then, I mean, they're okay.
Yeah, all right, good. And when is a joke too far?
A joke is too far when it starts hurting someone and you start attacking someone on a personal level.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right. And what is your favorite type of humor/joke?
My favorite type is probably, it needs to come at something, so it needs to make something serious seem something funny.
Yeah.
So, like, you need to take, like, in math, something in the math book and make it a joke.
Oh. All right, I'm trying to think of examples of that, but
yeah.
I can't really.
Like, for example, in our math book, we have the then, noun, why, and typically, it says then, and then it recaps what you learned in the previous chapter. The now is what you're going to learn next. And then why, it usually has like a,
yeah,
a long
some,
description,
oh,
but sometimes the first sentences are like, Texas has many native types of
roots. Yeah. And you're like, math? What?
And
you're like,
learning?
How is this math?
Yeah.
You got like a funny story to go along with that where someone just blurted something out.
So one time, Peter wasn't paying attention in class, and we were doing, so we were filling in sentences where it said always, sometimes, or never, and he wasn't paying attention, and so Dr. Snyder
oh,
said,
yeah.
are you paying attention? And then Peter said,
Sometimes.
sometimes.
Well, yeah. Wait, was he being honest?
He was just guessing. He's like, sometimes. That was so funny. Okay.
All right. Well,
I think that's it. Thank
yeah.
you, Spencer.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
That's all, folks.